Changes in boundary lines for voting is on the way soon. That was the discussion this week at the ad hoc redistricting meeting where seven members of the South Carolina House all met and allowed folks public input on how the line should be drawn. John Krulovich is chairman of the York County Democratic Party and says the committee needs to understand the growth that's facing York and Lancaster counties.
Well, so you've got people on this committee who are from all over the place. They're from Myrtle Beach, they're from Beaufort County, they're from all over the state. So they don't really know the geography of York County as well. They may be able to look at the facts and figures and see that we've had a lot of growth, but they might not understand that all of that growth is happening in a relatively narrow band right by the state line. You're really talking about Indian Land, Fort Mill, Antigua Kay. Sure, Rock Hill has grown, but not the same way that like Indian Land has.
John adds that while the House districts draw their lines, the Senate map also has some issues to fix.
So the Senate map is going to need a lot of work. It's very, very challenging to get everything kind of all equal out. You're going to end up with some really funny shapes on the map for the Senate. And my hope is that York County will get at least one and maybe two new districts to really properly represent our growth in the South Carolina State House.
Only two counties had more growth than York and Lancaster County in South Carolina. That was Horry and Berkeley County.